Hey everyone, and welcome back to Unfollowed. I'm your host, Nova Lane, here to help you break free from the algorithm, not just of social media, but of those pesky thought patterns that keep us stuck. Today we're diving into something truly powerful. Building self-compassion through mindfulness. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you trip and instead of giving yourself a little hey, it happens, you launch into a whole internal tirade about how clumsy you are. Yeah. We've all been there. But guess what? That inner voice doesn't have to rule the roost. We can learn to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a good friend. Now, before you roll your eyes and think another mindfulness podcast, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight or chanting Om while balancing on one leg. This is about bringing awareness to our thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's about noticing that negative self-talk and choosing not to engage with it, instead opting for a more compassionate response. Think of it like this. Your mind is a jungle gym, full of swings, slides, and maybe even a few wobbly monkey bars. Mindfulness is like putting on those awesome mirrored sunglasses. You can still see everything happening around you, but you're not getting rattled by every little thing. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that self-compassion. 1. Recognize your inner critic. Let's be honest, we all have that inner voice whispering doubts and criticisms. The key is to acknowledge its presence without believing everything it says. Imagine that voice is a little gremlin perched on your shoulder. You can recognize it, acknowledge its existence, but you don't have to let it dictate your actions or emotions. 2. Practice self-kindness. Just like we'd offer comfort and support to a friend going through a tough time, we need to extend that same kindness to ourselves. When you mess up, instead of beating yourself up, try saying something kind and encouraging, "Hey, it's okay. We all make mistakes. I can learn from this." 3. Focus on your strengths. We tend to dwell on our weaknesses, but what about those amazing qualities we possess? Take a moment each day to acknowledge your strengths, big or small. Maybe you're a great listener, an incredibly creative problem solver, or have a knack for making people laugh. Celebrate those awesome parts of yourself. 4. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can work wonders for your self-compassion. Start a gratitude journal. Jot down 3 things you're thankful for each day. It could be something as simple as a delicious cup of coffee or the warmth of the sun on your skin. 5. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, life is messy. We're all works in progress, constantly learning and evolving. Accepting that imperfection is not only okay but also part of what makes us human can free us from the pressure to be perfect. Now, imagine this. You're at a party, feeling a little awkward and unsure of yourself. That inner critic starts whispering, "You don't belong here. Nobody wants to talk to you." But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's okay to feel a little out of place, and decide to focus on making genuine connections with the people around you. You might even strike up a conversation with someone who shares your interests. See? Self-compassion can be your secret weapon in navigating those social situations and life in general. So remember, building self-compassion isn't about becoming flawless or denying our challenges. It's about treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, even when things get tough. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and celebrate every step forward. What are some ways you practice self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Unfollowed for more tips on rewiring your brain and breaking free from the algorithm. Until next time, keep shining brightly.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.